It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of Live and Local. Well, we've often heard the term, laughter is the best medicine, and it is. It's a very good medicine, but the best, well, maybe music is the best medicine. Dr. Washington Garcia, director, School of Music at UNO, and professor of piano there also, including being special assistant to the senior vice chancellor for special projects, joins me here live in the studio. And Dr. Garcia, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you.
I mentioned that music being the best medicine because of the many special projects, and we're going to cover several, but I want to dive right into the medicinal orchestra that you have. Can you talk about that?
Well, absolutely. And it's interesting because music can create laughter, and laughter definitely can create music. So they're really much related to the others. We have a very special project we started in partnership with UNMC and Nebraska Medicine, which is the Nebraska Medical Orchestra, as part of our vision of the larger picture as music in the healing arts. And so we had a four-part vision. The first one was to create a medical orchestra, which now we have done. The second one, to create a program that our students and faculty will go to the lobbies of hospitals and perform sound to create a soothing environment for those who are visiting the centers with their families or loved ones. The third one is to create a lecture series to bring guest artists in town to talk about music and medicine, music and the brain, and the impact of music.
And so really, if I may interrupt for a second, then really to on the lecture series part, to look at music almost clinically, if
correct,
you will, and look at what these parts of the brain lit up when this happened.
Absolutely.
And these people healed while the test group didn't heal as much, or things like that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And also, earlier this year, we work with a partner here in town to bring Dr. Richard Kogan, who is a physician, and also he has a medical program in Cornell, and he's a concert pianist himself. So he came to give a lecture recital about music, Gershwin, the problems that Gershwin had physically, medically, and how music was used to help him cope with those things, right? I mean, he has lectures on Schumann and bipolarity and so on. So yes, it's a very comprehensive lecture series that we're hoping to bring. And finally, the last part of the vision is to have our students and faculty visit the public spaces or the rooms of the patients to go and perform for them in a more intimate way. Obviously, that requires a lot more work and certifications and so on, which we're working on. But going back to the Nebraska Medical Orchestra, the history back there backs many, many years ago. My father himself is a physician. He's a retired neurosurgeon. So I was immersed in music from a very early age. When I visited his office, he had classical music. When I went into the surgery room with him when I was a teenager, I heard classical music. And one time I asked him, I said, why? And he said, because classical music suits me while I'm operating, except when I'm ready to clip the aneurysm, and then I have to have absolute silence.
Sure,
so when I was, my alma mater is Johns Hopkins. I went to the Peabody Institute, and they have a fantastic hospital, of course, and a great medical orchestra. So when I came to Omaha and I knew that there was a healing arts program, I went talk to the director of the program, and when they were about to open the Fred and Pamela Cancer Center, and I gave my vision and I said, well, I'd love to do that. Well, fast forward a year after that, 2 years, this project became true, and I met with UNMC executives and also my counterpart, UMC, who had the similar idea, who is a cellist, Dr. Matthew Rizzo. He's the chair of the neuroscience department at UNMC.
Sure.
And the medical orchestra was born.
Well, and in addition to helping patients and helping the families of patients who may come into the lobbies, or oftentimes you'll hear about once a month or so that there's something musically happening at the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center in the lobby there in the courtyard or something, depending upon the weather. But the medical professionals who are involved in playing in the orchestra, also very soothing for them, also a stress reliever for them as well, and helping their health, right?
Absolutely. In fact, that's the mission. The main mission of the orchestra is to provide the doctors, nurses, medical, pre-med students, anybody who's part of the medical orchestra with a channel, with a creative channel to manage stress, to reduce burnout, to reduce suicide rates, so that they will be happier doctors, happier nurses, happier medical staff. Because if they are happier, by default, a larger community is also going to receive better service, better programs from them.
Sure. very stressful job. Absolutely. To be in the medical field. Sometimes you have to deal with extraordinarily bad news, which can impact you emotionally as well, even though one has to keep a professional demeanor.
Absolutely. And Mike, I talk also from a personal point of view because I'm a concert pianist. I still perform concerts around the world. And I am a director and administrator of the School of Music and assistant to the senior vice chancellor. So I have a very, very, and a father, a full-time father of two beautiful babies, Nico and Mateo, and a beautiful wife, Valeria. But, you know, so when I perform concerts, when I get on practice, that's when it's my channel to breathe. And I feel all the stress from the administration gets taken away by the music that I perform, whether I'm practicing or on the stage.
Ah, that's just beautiful. He is Dr. Washington Garcia. And if you're looking for more information on the community engagement projects or anything else about the UNO School of Music, you go to music.unomaha.edu. Again, that's music.unomaha.edu. Thank you very much for the work that you're doing. It's very exciting. I appreciate you stopping in today, Doctor.
Thank you, Mike. We're all part of the same team.
You bet we are. Thank you very much. Morning Edition continues here on KIOS-FM, Omaha's public radio, where the time now is 8:51. Good morning.